Gentlemen, I think I've come up with a fun way to get young people interested in science. Physics Mad Libs. Now, give me a number.
5.
Uh-huh. And an irrational constant.
E.
And a funny Greek letter.
Gamma.
I said funny.
Upsilon?
Good one. And an electrical charge.
Positive.
Perfect. Okay, get this. Professor Jones told the symposium he had a new method for calculating the mass of a muon. 5 times the limit of E to the upsilon as in a... Okay, no. I'll start over. Professor Jones...
I haven't seen him laugh that hard since the day Leonard made that multiplication error.
Oh, Lord, that multiplication error. He thought he carried the 1, but he didn't.
It's not funny. That mistake got published.
Stop! I'm gonna wet myself! Hey,
guys, President Siebert is headed this way.
I wonder what he wants.
Doesn't look happy, so I'm guessing he wants to talk to Sheldon.
Dr. Cooper.
Told you.
Oh, President Siebert, I assume you'd like to respond to one of the suggestions I put in the box by your office?
No, and stop installing suggestion boxes everywhere.
You don't like written suggestions. You don't like when I give them to you while we're urinating in the men's room. If I didn't know any better, I'd say that you're one of those stubborn people who are not open to suggestions.
Dr. Cooper, the physics department chair tells me you're refusing to take your vacation.
I don't need a vacation.
No, you're obligated to take one. And I'd also like you to know the most often received suggestion in my suggestion box you installed without asking me is, can Dr. Cooper take a vacation? Okay, it's settled then. I'll see you all on Monday, except for you.
But if I don't come into work, what am I supposed to do with myself?
Read, rest, travel. I hear Afghanistan is nice this time of year.
Sarcasm?
No, you should go.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey!
It's gonna be a good night, and tonight's gonna be a good night, and tonight's gonna be a good night. Tonight's the night, let's live it up, I got my money, let's spend it up.
Good Lord! You stop that caterwauling!
What the hell are you doing?
Bleeding from my ears.
What are you doing hiding back there?
I'm sneaking into work. Now, if the guard at the university asks what's under the blanket, you tell him it's some lobster traps.
Lobster traps?
Yes, that's how Velma and Scooby smuggled Shaggy into the old lighthouse.
What are you gonna do when you get to the university? People are going to recognize you.
Will they, Leonard?
Fine, just get back under your blanket and I'll drive you there.
And no more singing.
Fine.
I have GPS on my phone. I know you turned around.
I'm so glad you talked Howard out of having your wedding invitations in Klingon.
Turn it over. Hoping my relatives think it's Hebrew.
This is really happening. I'm gonna be a maid of honor. I'm gonna wear a beautiful dress and walk down that aisle, and finally, I will have my special day.
You mean my special day?
They're gonna need an extra large veil for somebody's head.
If I actually ever get married.
Why wouldn't you?
My dad. Because I make a lot more money than Howie, he's putting a lot of pressure on me to get a prenup.
Ouch.
Yeah, Howie's gonna freak out.
Parental pressure can be daunting. I remember the battle with my mother about shaving my legs. Last year, I finally gave in and let her do it.
just don't know how I'm gonna break it to him.
You know, I'm a big believer in breaking bad news to a guy when you're in bed with him. That's how I told my high school boyfriend I slept with his brother. That's how I told his brother the same thing.
I don't know. I don't want to manipulate him with sex.
No, sweetie, that's what sex is for.
You know, the connection between marriage and money is nothing new. In fact, the term wed referred to the money and livestock that the groom paid the bride's father. For example, you're adorable, intelligent, and a good earner. I could conservatively see you going for at least 2 oxen and a goose. You would fetch a unicorn.
Sheldon, there are a million great vacations you could take. What about Hawaii?
Hawaii is a former leper colony on top of an active volcano where the disappointing ending to Lost was filmed. Mahalo for nothing, Hawaii.
How about Florida? They got Cape Canaveral. They got Disney. They got my Aunt Ida and the world's largest collection of diabetic candy. And plus, if you get sweaty enough, her plastic-covered furniture is like a flume ride.
My family took a trip to Florida when I was a child. A seagull stole a hot dog from me on the beach. I got the message.
You know, if I had a week off, I'd go back to the 2 Bunch Palms resort and spa in the desert, I tell you. An hour on the massage table with Trevor, and you'd feel like you were born without bones.
I don't think I could ever let a guy give me a massage.
Really? What was I doing to your neck last night while you were playing Xbox?
Living in a dictatorship. You must take a vacation. You must have fun. You must enjoy life.
I don't think you have a good handle on dictatorships.
Sheldon, everybody takes vacations.
One time, they tried to make Richard Feynman take a vacation, but he chose instead to expand his mind and learn something new. He went to work in his friend's biology lab. Richard Feynman was a famous American physicist, part of the Manhattan Project.
Everyone in the world of science knows who Richard Feynman was.
Yeah, now you do, too. Oh, I have a brilliant idea. Amy's a biologist. I'll go work in her lab.
Isn't that just Feynman's idea?
Wait, 10 seconds ago, you never heard of him. Now you're an expert.
Hey.
Hey, you.
Is that your laundry? You only have, like, 6 things in there.
Yeah, I didn't have any quarters, so I've been sneaking stuff into other people's loads all day. Hey, if I tell you something, will you promise not to tell anybody?
Doesn't matter what I say, you're gonna tell me anyway.
What? That is not true. Bernadette wants a prenup.
Wow, that's rough.
So you're saying if I became a famous movie star and we got married, you wouldn't sign a prenup?
Absolutely not. I'm gonna be stuck at home with the kids while you're on location cheating on me with Ryan Gosling. Then Leonard got to get paid. So, do you think about us getting married?
I think about a lot of things. I think about us getting married. I think about us breaking up. Once in a while, I think about how I didn't leave a note on that Mercedes I dinged in the parking lot last month, but then I have a glass of wine and it passes.
Joke all you want, but you think about it.
Well, tell you one thing, if I ever do get married, no Klingon invitations.
Good luck catching a man with that attitude.
Boy, oh boy, this vacation is off to a wonderful start. Smell of formaldehyde, the whir of the centrifuge, distant chatter of lab animals being dispatched for dissection. Can already feel my cares just melting away.
I'm excited to work with my boyfriend. It's gonna be romantic.
Way to kill the mood.
Come on, Sheldon. We can be like Marie Curie and her husband, Pierre, who spent their days working side by side, bathed in the glow of their love and the radium that ultimately killed her. Screw Beauty and the Beast. That's the love story Disney should tell.
Okay. What do we start with? Maybe splicing some genes, clone a sheep, perhaps grow a human ear on a mouse's back. Ha ha! I'm a freak!
Well, I'm gonna be doing some brainstem histology while you put yourself on the business end of a sponge and wash those beakers.
Wash those Oh, I get it. A little hazing for the new fella. Yeah, better keep an eye out for, shoe polish on the microscope, for mad cow disease in my grilled cheese sandwich.
No, I just need those beakers washed. Hippity hop, quick like a bunny. What?
Excuse me, you have Dr. Sheldon Cooper in your lab. You're gonna make him do the dishes? That's like asking the Incredible Hulk to open a pickle jar.
Sheldon, you've never worked in a lab like this before. You have no experience in the field of biology.
I have plenty of experience in biology. I bought a Tamagotchi in 1998, and it's still alive. Let's do this.